Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, your go-to cannabis talk show for news, education, and resources. I'm Jen, a cannabis activist, enthusiast, and hobbyist for about 10 years now.
Nice intro. That was solid. And I'm Earl. Joking. Okay, I just had to do that. Okay. I'm Earl, and I have been an owner and operator as a grower, processor, and retailer for almost 8 years now. And we are here together to learn about cannabis and cannabis products so that we can get a well-balanced understanding about cannabis and cannabis products.
That's right. And today we are going to talk about common weed terms and what they mean.
Yes, we are. And it is very important because a lot of people are like, hey, I want to get that kind of extract. What was an extract?
Right.
Or resin or rosin and so many
what
different...
What does any of that mean?
Yeah. So it's going to be a very good show.
Yes. You're going to learn a lot today.
But first, please subscribe to our YouTube channel at Cannabis Therapy Podcast. Also, you can go to the website.
Yes.
CannabisTherapyNetwork.org. I said that right?
You did it.
We have the pictures coming up anyway.
So proud.
It's all good. But please share it. I'll be also on Facebook, Instagram.
Twitter. We are, G3CTN.
I'm not a big Twitter fan.
I don't use Twitter.
Nah?
Not really, no.
No tweet?
I mean, I have a Twitter account, but I don't use it.
Tweet. Okay. Oh, good. But please subscribe. Please subscribe and share with your friends. That's how we grow our audience.
Let's get into it with Nug News.
Nug News?
I'm ready.
Cool. All right, now Nug News is sponsored by Tiggity, which is going to be the first therapeutic journal app where you can journal how cannabis and cannabis products actually affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also refine those same products based upon their effects so that you can actually find products based upon your intention.
Exactly.
So you can go to tiggityapp.com and sign up to be one of the first ones to get early access to that. And we're also brought by, the news is brought by Craft Cannabis Club.
Yes.
It is the first cannabis club for craftsmen. Those who are truly passionate about cannabis, whether you're in the industry or looking to get in the industry, you can network, you can educate each other, and also consume cannabis with other like-minded people.
Super cool. And that's where we are today.
That is where we are.
So thank you.
Yes. More to come. All right. News?
News. What do you got
for us?
All right.
Let's go with local. We start in local. Michigan adult use rules put cannabis pioneers out in the cold. Is it by Leafly? Is it good? Or Leafly? You like Leafly or Leafly?
Leafly. I think it's Leafly.
Okay. Leafly. So pretty much this is a good article because it gives a well-balanced perspective as to what's been going on since 2008, since we passed the Medical Marijuana Act,
mm-hmm.
and up until 2018. And a lot of the early caregivers who actually built the market up are now being kind of weeded out, no pun intended. And then now there's other...
You intended that
one. I did. But there are people with more money, big businesses, even medium-sized businesses are now taking over, and a lot of the early pioneers are not able to get into the game.
Unfortunately.
Because even though they gave, you know, breaks on applications, I mean, okay, granted, thank you, out of, say, a $50,000 fee per se, you can get up to 60% off. So say
that's still though, that's very hard for people to get that kind of money.
But I mean, even that, I mean, you're still looking at your attorney fees,
mm-hmm.
your legal fees, about $25,000 for your architect. You got to get your CPA. You also have to get your business plan together. And then, I mean, you're looking at about $75,000 just to get the application in.
Right.
That's without even getting a building.
Yeah.
Then when you get your building to get it up to code, you're looking at another $150,000 just to get that to there.
Right.
So that has weeded out a lot of people. So definitely read the article. But, you know, caregivers push on, and we're always reinventing ourselves, so you're not got the last of us. Boom. next one, Michigan Marijuana Chief is steering evolving industry. This is an article with the Director of Marijuana Regulatory Agency. I think MRA is their acronym. So he came out. It's a good article with Cranes, and he's kind of breaking down how they're trying to be on pace with doing adult use, getting that stuff all good and dandy. The one thing about the article that kind of rubbed me a different way was that, like, they keep talking about they're, like, fighting the black market. Like, why is that even, like, why does it even have to be a thing? I would just regulate the way that you're going to regulate and make it the best regulatory market that you can make.
Right.
Why is it going to be a fight?
Right. I agree.
Why does it gotta be a fight?
Like, why do you gotta fight us? It's gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, if unless you loosen the regulations, I'll even a little bit more, then, yeah, it's gonna be people just like what alcohol happened, right?
Exactly.
I mean, not everyone stopped selling.
No, they made it in bathtubs.
Bathtub gin. That is true. That's why it's called bathtub gin. Just put that together. Wow. Moonshine was, yeah, so, but it wasn't like, you know, it's not harming anyone.
It's a plan.
So what if someone, like, why does it have to be the most fearful thing?
Right.
That, oh my God, the black market is selling cannabis.
They just need someone to blame.
I mean, I just like, what is, like, seriously, what is the harm? Like, what is the fear?
They don't get to tax it.
I mean, it's not like, all right, haircuts, there's unlicensed barbers. Do you see there's a black market of barbershops?
Right.
I mean, you going in there raiding them?
I mean it's what just, if your, like, wife cuts your hair for you?
Maybe you need to call the MRA?
I know. I mean, it's game over.
Read the article. Good article. Next one. Michigan's medical marijuana industry made $68.6 million in the last 3 months, the last quarter.
How much?
$68.6 million in 3 months. The medical, not adult use. The medical. Guess how many pounds of cannabis has been sold in the last 3 months?
150 million at that price. I don't know.
11,000. That's a lot of weed, 150 million pounds.
You're right.
I mean, 150 million ounces.
There you go. That's what I was
thinking. That's what you meant. That's what you meant. Price is right, ounces. So 11,000. That's a lot of weed. That is a lot of weed. But it's still not even scratching the surface on truly how big the market has always been.
Yeah.
And again, I don't like the word black market. I could say maybe illicit market or. The unregulated market,
right.
Call it that, but let's not use black in like a negative type term. Yeah,
I agree. That,
you know. All right, let's go national. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is a good article. If you're definitely interested in getting in the industry, this is a very good article. Data analytics company Nielsen Products. I'm just reading as American cannabis products reach $40 billion by 2025. So what you're saying is, so at first they predicted by 2022. That cannabis is going to be a $23 billion industry. Now they're saying by 2025, it's going to be a $40 billion industry.
But you know what? I believe it.
It's already here.
Right. Like, it does not surprise me. People are already spending money on this.
Yes. You don't have to, like, convince people to try something new.
Right.
Or, yeah, you're not creating really a whole new market. You're now just taking a market that was in the shadows and now taking it into light. And to put that in perspective, the craft beer industry is like a $20 billion market. So cannabis is going to like supersede that.
And but it really does not surprise me.
Yeah.
I know more people who smoke than drink like craft beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then it's going to supersede the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's going to do that. Absolutely. And it's going to supersede health and fitness, the whole beauty industry.
Yep.
It's a huge good article. If you're looking to get into where you can kind of fit in or where all the trends are going, it's a good article to actually read to kind of see, well, if that's going there, let me go here.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I like that.
Last but not least, this one, man, definitely read this. If you're looking to read any of the articles, read this one. Immigrant denied reentry into the U.S. after admitting to smoking weed. So there was a young man who was brought here as a child, 6 years old. And at that time, he was an illegal alien. But during the Obama administration, they actually had a program set up for those who were actually not necessarily born here but brought here as children.
Okay.
There's a process for them to now become legal.
Okay.
So he's been going through that process, like he's on step, say, 9 of 10. He went back to Mexico, doesn't really know Mexico, went there to tie up some loose ends and tried to come back. And they interviewed him through immigration and the U.S. security. And they always told him, you should be truthful about everything. Don't lie so that you can keep your citizenship because you want to make everything. So he told him, yes, I did smoke when I was younger, like 10, 20 years ago, and they denied him. He is still in Mexico right now. He has a family here.
That's
he has
so
a job
sad.
Here. He has kids here, and he can't come back because of he admitted to smoking cannabis and they're holding it against his character.
Like, I smoke cannabis.
I mean, honestly.
Like, it doesn't affect you as a person. It's like saying, I drank when I was 16.
And, like, how does that determine? It's a personal choice.
Right.
It's a personal choice. How is this any kind of judgment against a character.
Like, I would say, like, maybe if he said I was slinging fentanyl.
I mean, a violent crime? Yeah, you know, I mean, doing something.
I murdered someone. I just think, okay, yeah, you don't get to come back in the country. I smoked weed 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Bad person.
No, it's just...
I told the truth.
This whole thing.
That's ridiculous.
The whole war on drugs. The whole war on cannabis. It just shows you how... Like, honestly, it's not... Whether you smoke cannabis or not.
Right.
You don't have to. But you gotta admit that this is some dumbass shit here. You have to admit. Like, dog, like, seriously? Like, how do you judge someone's character? Like, that's God's territory, number one. That's not your territory. Not anyone else. That's God. He can tell you good and bad. That's him.
Right.
That's not my position to tell someone that.
Yeah.
I may say, okay, I don't like that or not, but I'm not gonna say I don't like that. You're a bad person. You're crossing the line.
I think so.
Why are we judging people by what they choose? Do I judge someone because they, you know, want to have sex doggy style? No, it's a personal choice. What's going on? Personal choice. Let them do it. It's not doing nothing to you. Bring them back. Read the article. Okay.
That was good. That was our Nug News.
That was good.
All right. Now, right into the main topic. Common weed terms and what they mean.
Yes.
The first one is chemobar. This is new to some people. They don't understand this.
Some people went, chemobar. What is that?
Yeah.
You taking it? Am I taking
You're
it?
You're taking that
I'm
one.
I'm taking chemobar?
This is your
So it's baby. A pet peeve. It's a pet peeve. I know we like the word. There's culture where you say strains, to define different types of cannabis, different varieties. Gorilla Glue, Purple Kush, we got some pretty cool names.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Panther, Big Balls, I don't know if it's probably even one or not, but...
We got Strawberry Kush.
Strawberry Kush.
Sweet Island Skunk.
Green Crack.
Grape Ape.
Yes.
That's grape.
And technically, people say, well, what strain is that? And they say, oh, that's Green Crack. Well, technically, in a plant botanist society, the correct term to identify different types of cannabis plants is chemovar.
Chemovar.
So chemovar is actually, it's kind of like, well, what kind of chemovars do you have today? And then they go, oh, I have a Green Crack chemovar, or I have a Strawberry Kush chemovar, I have a Sweet Island Skunk chemovar. So I do believe, as a culture, that this will be the future.
Yeah.
As to how we define cannabis, because we are maturing.
Mm-hmm.
In this industry, like 1 year is like a dog year. It's like 1 year or 7 years.
Right.
I mean, you can't think of any industry that grown as fast. But strands, you know, it has its place. The names are always going to be here as part of the culture. However, how we're going to identify the different types of plants, I do believe we'll eventually get to calling them chemovars.
I agree.
So when we say chemovar on the show, you're like, we're just replacing the word strands, which really has to do with bacteria.
Right.
It doesn't really have to do with plants.
Right.
And if we're dealing with plants, let's actually mature as an industry and use a proper name. But let's still keep our cool names.
Right. Yeah, they can keep the names. I mean, it's just Sweet Island Skunk chemovar instead of strain.
Right. Because now, yes. Yeah. We're just being more politically. No, we're just being more
scientific. It's just more accurate.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
yep.
Cool.
And cultivar. Say that word.
Cultivar. I like that.
And strain. So that's just what we talked about.
Yes. Now, there is a little difference between, okay. So a chemovar and a cultivar. A chemovar necessarily could be the different chemo types.
Okay.
For example, I could have 4 different chemovars of Green Crack.
Okay.
Because each Green Crack chemovar has a different profile.
Right. Yes.
Then Green Crack itself, if I put all those chemovars underneath one umbrella, it's a cultivar.
Okay.
So chemovar, cultivar, tomatoes. However, when you say chemovar, it is a different, like if you was to test the whole terpene, the whole chemical profile, that's unique to each plant.
Okay.
Like with Green Crack, you can have 2 different Green Cracks next to each other, but they're more like brothers and sisters.
Right.
They're part of the same family. They got the same last name, O'Days. However, one O'Day has blonde hair. The other O'Day has purple hair. Is that true?
No. Brown hair and blonde
hair. Okay.
Actually, it's true.
So you could say you and your sister?
Younger brother.
You guys are the same chemovar, or you have different chemovars, but you're the same cultivar.
Right, we're both O'Days. He's got brown hair, I've got
exactly
blonde hair.
So there's a different chemo type. That's based upon, you got to do a lab test, and you can kind of see that, or you can even just look at it from the eye.
Right.
There's different characteristics. Some Green Cracks can come out a little more fluffy or a little more dense. So that's different chemovars. However, the actual plant name itself is a cultivar.
Okay. So like Sweet Island Skunk is the cultivar.
Yes.
Green Crack is the cultivar.
Right.
Okay.
And you can have multiple different chemovars of
within
one cultivar.
That. Okay.
Now, for my, now some of these names are just kind of like, I was going. We have all the slides on our website at cannabistherapynetwork.org.
Yep.
And all the resources are there, so you can follow along.
And there's links in the description below also.
Yeah, yeah. So, but definitely, you will shock someone and be like, hey, what's that cultivar?
Impress someone.
Yes. Yeah, yes. That'd be cool.
And then school them if they're wrong. Make them feel bad.
Next one is a bowl. Like, what chemovar are we putting into the bowl? As a matter of fact,
we don't have a bowl. So bowls are very common, and there's a picture of the bowl. You'll see it'll pull up. You put the weed in the top, and then there's the choke. That's what you hold. So when you light it, you hold the choke so that you can suck the flame in, and then you let it go to clear the bowl. And so we can show it with the bong when we get there, but everyone smokes out of a bowl. There's the mouthpiece, the top that we put the weed in, and then the choke, or what do we call it? The carb.
Oh, that's what's up.
Carb, yeah.
I like bowls, but it's just hard to clean sometimes.
They're very hard to clean.
Or maybe just lazy.
They're not like, you know, I feel like if you're smoking with a group of people, like the bowl goes super quickly.
Yeah.
And so that's where, you know, I prefer other forms of smoking. But a bowl for personal, if you're just like sitting smoking by yourself, a bowl is perfect for you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's because you don't have to roll or
right,
something like
that.
Right,
and you just drop it in there.
Yeah,
and
it just keeps some alcohol wipes around, keep it clean. It's just maintenance. Maintenance, that's all. All right, cool. What we got? Another one. Bud.
Bud. All right, buddy.
So you hear words bud, ganja, flower.
Reefer.
Yeah. So I just put out a bud. Where we going? We're going to.
There you go, yeah.
This is a bud. This is the Green Crack cultivar, aka some people say strain. And this is a bud itself. And typically the bud kind of could look like a, what do you think, like a nugget?
It is, and that's where like people call it a nug.
Yeah.
Nug news.
Now you're trying to pull out that one big.
I'm trying to get, yeah, like a big one here. This is kind of a decent sized bud. So this is what you pull off the plant. And this is the flower. So a bud is basically like a collection of it on the stem. So I'm holding it by the stem right now versus like these are two separate buds.
Right.
These are buddies.
Now, that's because a lot of people think that if you're new to cannabis, a lot of people think that you smoke the leaf.
Right. Yeah. Like the thing, you know, the typical symbol for cannabis is that five leaf.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's
you know what it looks like.
Yeah, that was.
But it's nice. Actually a bud. You cut those off. You don't smoke those.
Did you just try to use your fan to mimic the marijuana leaf?
I did.
That is very artistic of you. I was
sometimes there's
visualing.
Like, you know, like there's like the little guys.
Gotta do a visual of that. Wow, that's what's up. I'm gonna light this up as we talk. I'm sorry.
So this is a joint.
Oh.
I was saving it for that, but we can... No, let's just do it now. No, this is a joint.
Apologize.
So if you see episode one of season two, we teach you how to roll one of these.
Yes.
So this is a joint. Here we go, little camera.
I was jumping ahead.
There you go. Yeah. But I did want to smoke the joint, so
this
I'm glad
you did
that.
This is a lighter.
This is a roll.
This is a lighter lighting a joint.
But yeah, so there's a lot of slang terms for marijuana also. So there's marijuana, cannabis... I think the most correct term to call it is cannabis, just because I feel like it's super encompassing. It's not rooted in racism. It's just the term for it. You can call hemp cannabis. You can call THC-rich cannabis. This is cannabis. Everything on this table contains cannabis. But then the other slangs are reefer, ganja.
You know, there's, if you Google DEA's list of weed names.
Which we recommend doing.
Please Google it. And there's the list that they come up with. Some of them are actually cultivar names, like Green Crack or something like that. But it's not really like a code.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like Tiggity is actually a name.
Is that really?
From the DEA list, which is why I call it Tiggity Tiggity.
That's cool.
Tiggity is the name they call it. I was like, who calls it Tiggity? So, but yeah, it actually is a way to identify cannabis. At some places, they call it Tiggity. Yeah, funny.
That's fun.
But it's a cool list of a lot of different things. But we're going to go the whole list. But cannabis, marijuana. The marijuana one. So I heard this, I got to verify this is true or not, but where marijuana came from, you thought that it was more of a derogatory term.
Right.
Because in the 1930s, we had the whole prohibition, and marijuana was associated with those who were Hispanic or black and brown people, jazz musicians. They called that marijuana, and they advertised it as this evil weed and people, you know, reading it and didn't know any better, believed into the whole propaganda, and that's how the whole war on drugs happened. But marijuana actually came before that. Was actually, I believe that it became, man, I want to verify this story. Please you double check this or not, but it's a very good story because in Mexico, I believe, it was in Mexico or Latin America, marijuana was outed, or cannabis, they caught it, you know, this flower, this was their ritual. It was a religious thing that they did, was to consume cannabis for spiritual practices, and then it became illegal once people from the outside came over there to take over. So they changed the name of the plant from what it was to marijuana in the honor of Mary.
Oh.
But I want to fact check
that. And
that's
like Mary Jane.
Yes.
Is another slang.
Right. They call it marijuana as the Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Wow.
It was a way for them to consume it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative term.
Even if that's a false story, I'm going to say it's true now.
Okay, cool. Weed, you said reefer?
Reefer.
I never call it weed reefer.
No, that seems, ever.
Maybe that's more like the mom and dad.
I mean, that's
dad,
where, like, reefer madness.
Yeah.
But, like, that's where we're kind of, like, smarter than that. We don't want to call it reefer.
Ganja? Maybe. I feel like ganja is more like Jamaica.
It makes me think of, like, Bob Marley.
Yeah. Like, people say ganjapreneur.
Yes.
No? As instead of an entrepreneur, if you're in a cannabis business.
Well, like, if I was going to text someone, I wouldn't be like, let's go smoke some ganja, bro. You know, I'd be like, let's go smoke some weed.
Yeah.
Or pot. My mom calls it pot.
Does she?
Pot? Smoking pot. Like that.
What kills me when people call it dope?
Dope. She does dope.
Dope? Because I feel like I'm actually like selling crack or something.
Right.
Or like,
yeah.
You know, dope.
Dope's another one of
But I
favorites.
Get that dope. There's a dope magazine.
Right.
That's about that. But I don't know, dope doesn't, it seems, when I see dope, it sounds like a big
I don't
kilo.
Know. It just makes me sound like dopey, like dumb.
Yeah.
Is what I kind of.
Cannabis. So.
Cannabis. I like calling it cannabis.
Cannabis. I like cannabis too. Concentrates.
Concentrate. So, concentrate. This is a concentrate.
Thank you.
Inside of this.
So inside of that is actually cartridge. Not inside of that is not a cartridge, but that's a cartridge. Inside of that cartridge is actually live resin, and live resin is a concentrate that is heated up, syringed, and put into the cartridge. These are the cartridges that are made from shatter. Which we're going to get to, shatter.
Shatter. Yep, that's another one.
So shatter is a form of concentrate. And pretty much with a concentrate, you think about you take an apple, and if you squish it and squeeze it, you extract the juice out of it. And now you're drinking apple juice, which is an extraction, which is a concentrated form of an apple. So the same thing happens with cannabis. You can take this bud here, okay? And you can extract it. Usually, it can be done with certain gases, butane, CO2, or even water, which we're going to get into that in a second. And what you're doing, you're extracting all the trichomes, and the trichomes is what is holding all the chemical compounds, the terpenes, the cannabinoids, the flavonoids. So you extract that out of it, just as if you were extracting juice, and now you have what is called a concentrate. So you took this, and you extracted all the resin off of it and then put it into this. That is a concentrate.
That was a good description.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Concentrated form? Cool.
I hope you guys concentrated.
Wax and shatter. So wax and shatter is very similar. I just got that. Oh, you guys concentrated on that whole thing. Good one, Jen. Good one. That was good. Wax and shatter is actually a very similar process. Usually the difference between wax and shatter is a material.
Okay.
Usually get shatter as the end result when you have more buds.
Okay.
Or high quality hand trim. Wax, you can still get wax from that material if you, it's a different method. You can whip up the end batter. Think of you making pancake mix.
Yeah.
And you got a little batter and you mixing it up. So if you do that, you can turn shatter into wax as well.
Okay.
Or butter. But typically wax usually comes out if, not really lower grade, but it's just a little bit more darker leaves maybe in there.
Okay.
Versus the bud. So therefore it comes out to more of a shatter thing. Another one would be resin.
Right.
Live resin, which usually live resin is a form of concentrate or extract, where you take fresh frozen material. So you cut down the plant, you try it a little bit for a couple of days, and then you freeze it.
Right.
And then you put it through the same extraction process that you would normally extract from shatter and wax. But the only difference is because it's fresh frozen, it comes out like a live resin.
Okay.
And that live resin is a lot more flavor. Because you preserved the freshness in a lot of those terpenes and cannabinoids. And it's not going to a high temperature.
Very cool.
So, yeah. So, these are different forms of concentrates. Dabs.
Dabs.
A little dab will do you.
A little dab will do you.
You're not a dab girl.
I am not a dab girl.
No?
No, I don't dab. I'm offered free dabs, and I say no thank you.
I'm trying to see if we had a thing to dab on, but typically...
No, we don't. I make sure.
We actually did a show on the Puffco Peak.
Right. And that was... Versus okay. Volcano. I mean, it made you cough a lot.
Yeah, it does.
But I made him go first, so I didn't cough a lot.
So, yeah, with dabs... So, actually, I don't want to... Not a spoiler here, but if you like dabs, just take this as it is. It's just information. But from my understanding now of reading up on dabs... More information has come out that doing dab is actually very harmful for someone who's trying to consume cannabis. One of the reasons is it says it actually increases your tolerance.
I could see that because it's super concentrated.
And therefore, you could be dabbing, you're increasing your tolerance, and you're not getting the same effect if I was to just smoke this joint.
Right.
So now you're smoking 3 times, 4 times more cannabis than you would. The good thing about cannabis is you really only need 48 to 72 hours to reset your therapeutic sweet spot.
Okay.
So if you are a dabber, say for example, you just paused and you did not do that for 48, 72 hours, then you go back to consuming cannabis, you won't have to consume as much cannabis flower as you would as if you were dabbing.
If you kept dabbing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can go 48 to 72 hours without smoking too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a lot to ask. You don't. It's not like you have withdrawals or anything.
Right, because it's not addictive. Believe it or not, it's not addictive. It was a lie. A lot of lies. A lot of propaganda. And if you don't, if you do think you believe the propaganda, just double think yourself. All right. Just think. Okay. Why do I believe what I believe and what is true?
And who told me?
And then you'll go down the journey and you'll figure out the truth. All it is, it is. All right.
And then edible.
Edible.
Edibles come in all shapes and sizes. This is a little cookie.
It's a little cookie.
It is a little cookie. This is about 50 cookie. Milligrams. Isn't that this little baby cookie packs a powerful punch? I am not eating this. No, this is a bedtime cookie.
Is it really?
This is what I call a bedtime cookie because it'll knock you out.
Do you have different dreams when you eat an edible?
I mean, my dreams are always actually kind of... I have crazy dreams.
Yeah.
I dream almost every night unless I drink till I black out.
Really?
Yeah, otherwise I'm dreaming, and I have wild dreams.
Noted at why she has to black out.
No, sometimes when I consume cannabis, never really with edibles, but I won't dream. But, yeah, no, normally I dream, and I smoke a bunch of weed. So the myth that, you know, when you smoke cannabis, you don't dream. I mean, I dream every single night, and I smoke cannabis every single day.
Do you sleep better with edibles?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I do.
If it's a good size, this is a good size. This is what I would consider be a good size. Anything bigger than this, I will be up most of the night freaked out.
Now, mind you, if you're making your own edibles, we did talk about safety and dosing and doses like that. And especially if you're making your own, you really don't know how much is in it. So, you know, less
this
is
was
more.
An educated guess on how much was in it.
And it's always good to, even if you just got the edible for the first time and a person always making the batch, to take a little bit of it.
A little bit.
Just a little, you know, a little piece of
You'll
it.
You'll still feel it.
Wait an hour, and then you say, okay, now I can take two of those pieces, three. So you're kind of, you're anecdotally creating your own dosing.
Yeah.
Based upon that person's recipe on how they make it. And then another cookie could be...
Completely different.
Totally different.
Person.
So with edibles, definitely. And there's different, so many different forms of edibles.
Yeah, so this is just one. There's cookie, we make brownies, Rice Krispies, anything with marshmallows and cereal.
Baked goods, drinks, candies. What is the coolest candy you've ever seen?
I mean, I haven't seen too many candies, but we've had gummy bears that were like coated in sugar.
Yeah.
And those were really good.
That's what's up.
But they were like 10 milligrams each, so you don't eat too many.
All right. Hey, wait. Apes. All right.
All right. Yeah. So we have weed here. So all of this, all of the weed that we have in these are an ounce. Oh, wait.
A quarter.
It's going to go really quick. Oh, yeah. Each one's a quarter.
Each one's a quarter.
This is a blunt. So a blunt is made with tobacco paper, typically. These blunts are actually from High Hemp, so they recreate the process without using tobacco. So these are tobacco-free, but this is a blunt. So normally you can see it by the darkened paper. And then this is a roach. A roach can come in a joint or a blunt form, and it's just the bottom end of your marijuana cigarette. Isn't that fun? I like calling a marijuana cigarette sometimes.
I like that term, too.
But yeah, this is a roach. It's just burned down. Cannabis in a joint or a blunt.
That's Let's a fat quarter.
I got so many puns.
So right now, what I'll put out here, this is a quarter on my left. So I'm going to take out another quarter.
A quarter of an ounce.
Quarter of an ounce. So when people, usually when you go to a store, a lot of the weights are coming in eighths or grams, eighths, quarters, half ounces, and ounces. So to think about what it visually looks like here, you got them stuffed in. Boom. So this right here is the green crack. That's a quarter of an ounce. This is a quarter of an ounce. So it's two different quarters, and if you put those together, that is going to be your half ounce right there. And then you do that other quarter, and that right there becomes three-quarter of an ounce. And you know what makes a full ounce?
Four quarters.
Four quarters. Yes, yes, yes. Are you putting the names?
I wanted to make sure I kept it.
Cool. So this is four different quarters right here. And all this together would be an ounce, which typically,
I don't want to admit how much I smoke per week, but it's definitely an ounce per week.
For a beginner smoker, I would say a month, maybe a quarter.
A month?
Very beginner.
You're right. You're very, yep.
Because you only maybe taking a couple hits of a joint.
You're right.
It was so long before you actually.
It's been so long since I've bought just a gram.
Yeah. But most people could do this in a week. Half ounce could be done in a week too. I'm just gonna say a week too. Okay, she probably smokes an ounce a week. Okay.
I smoke an ounce a week.
Ounce a week.
Not just myself, my boyfriend and I smoke an ounce a week.
She's
and when people come over, when people come over, we smoke them down. Like, we're very generous. I feel like that's something with the weed industry that, you know, like, I'm gonna smoke with you, you're gonna smoke with me.
You just came up with a new term that's not even on our list. Smoke down.
Oh, that's good. You're right.
Smoke down.
When someone comes to you with no cannabis and you share your bounty of cannabis and smoke with them and get them high.
Note it. If you ever go to her house and say smoke down, you know what that means. Terry B. So, Kush.
Kush.
A lot of people say you got the Kush. Kush actually is a type of cultivar or strain.
Right.
It's not actually like an indica, sativa, kush. That's not.
But like, it has that connotation of being good. When someone says kush, you think that's good quality weed.
Right.
Like, people would come into this room and say, that's kush. This is actually strawberry kush, so bad example. Like, that's kush. That's good.
Right.
But really, it's a cultivar.
Yeah, it's a cultivar. And, you know, names are names. So definitely, you know, this industry, like other industries, are guilty of using the psychology of names to sell.
Right.
You know, that's what you do. You call, you know, Whole Foods, they call things, you know, fresh and full of flavor, and they use these names. So Kush has been typically identified as the really good stuff.
Right.
But technically, it doesn't always mean that it's really good stuff.
Exactly.
People can call this, I just call it Kush. So really is, you got to trust your nose and trust your eyes.
Exactly.
Your fingers. Your senses.
Your senses.
You hear it? Can you hear it? No? You can hear a crunch, maybe? No? That's the film? Okay, whatever. All right, percolator.
I was going to say, you can hear this percolator.
Percolator.
So this is a bong that contains two percolators. So this is an inline percolator, and then this is a honeycomb percolator. So what percolators do is filter the weed up through it to make it less harsh.
Someone else is going to come on and explain this as well.
He's very good at it.
He's very shy. He's not coming. It's okay.
But it's, what you do is you put the weed in this bowl here. This bowl isn't properly fitted, so we have a rubber band on it. I'm sure a lot of cannabis smokers can relate. Finding the right bowl size is very hard. We had a good bowl size, but then we broke it.
Wow.
I know.
It looks intimidating.
This? It's actually really smooth. So we normally put a couple of ice cubes up here, and that helps smooth it out a little bit, but here, do you mind if I use some of this? Cool. So I'm just going to hand grind it in. Oops, I dropped some. But it makes the weed a little... It just makes it really smooth. So if you're not really like a cannabis smoker, it just makes it... I don't know, it just makes it smoother. You don't even need this much. This bowl is so tiny. But you'll see the smoke kind of rise through it. And I'm going to show you how to hit a bong. You fill the chamber. Then you're going to see me take a breath. And then I'm going to clear the chambers. So it's filled now.
That was impressive.
You want to try it?
No.
It's really smooth. Okay, okay. But the one downside is it can make the weed not as strong because...
Did you inhale as you light it?
Yes, you inhale and light.
I've never been a bong person. I just smoke blunts. But I'm here. That's why I'm asking questions. Okay. So I need to stand up.
You gotta stand up.
Standing up.
Yeah, there you go. I'll stand up.
All right, cool. Standing up.
All right, and now take the bowl off, and then you can clear it. There's still some smoke. This is a big bottom chamber, so
no,
go ahead.
XO, no?
Yeah.
And then I do some more?
Then hit it. And that's clearing the chamber. I like to call that wiping your ass.
New term. She's going to have her own dictionary of weed terms. Smoke down, badass.
But, like, if you're smoking a bong with someone and they hand it to you and there's a bunch of smoke in it, I'll hand it back and I'll say, I don't want to wipe your ass. And you got to wipe your own ass.
Noted. Jen's etiquette-ness is going to be that's what's up.
I'm so classy. Good. That was good. You know?
No, you have good times. I like that.
But yeah, so this has a different types of percolators. And it just, you know, it bubbles it up. It the weed pulls through it. So it does go through the water. So yes, there is some THC left in the water. Yes, it is a little degraded, but it's smooth.
No, and actually, I didn't cough for anything.
Right.
You took
a little baby hit. A baby hit is a small hit.
I was making sure I didn't cough my ass off on this show.
I know, you learned that with the Puffco. You don't take it all. All right, so some key takeaways is to always wipe your ass if you're hitting a bong.
And if you ever go to her house, watch out for the term smoke down. That's what I'm going to say. But also, so I mean, definitely download the resources. There's a lot of different terms. And if you're new to the game, per se, or to the industry, you could get kind of like, well, what the? It can get a little bit overwhelmed.
There's a bunch.
It can get complex. So definitely use it as a resource. But yeah, I like, there's a lot of, my main thing is getting away from the word strand and just using the word cultivar. Mm-hmm. Cool.
That is a big push for you.
Semi-tips.
Semi-pro tips. So I think it's really cool because this is all quarter. This all weighed out to be a quarter. I took a little bit for this, but Sweet Island Skunk's a little fluffy. So I would call this fluffy weed. I would call this dense weed. I would call this dense weed, and I would also call this dense weed. This is a little fluffier. But it's funny that all of this together creates an ounce. And look at how the difference in them. They're each a quarter. These are each equal amounts.
Right.
So my pro tip is to not judge the cannabis just on what it looks like. Like, I used to think that people would sell me, and I was like, oh, my God, they totally ripped me off. But they give me one of these, which is a whole, like, gram. Mm. And then, you know, when I get this kind of weed, like, this would be a gram-ish. I'm totally guessing. But, like, this versus this, I'm like, oh, my God, I got ripped off. Don't judge it until you grind it. Put it in a grinder and see what it comes out to be. Or, you know, just buy a scale and weigh it yourself and see that you're not getting ripped off like I did.
Great. I like that. And my pro tip would be, on that same note, as you're looking at it, is to also go off of your senses.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go off of necessarily the name game, because it's a big name game. You know,
you can
call something Gorilla Glue because it's popular, but doesn't mean it's necessarily Gorilla Glue.
Right.
But your nose and your eyes and your hands are not going to lie to you.
Exactly.
So definitely trust those. And then as you go to different people and ask, and they bring up different things you don't know, just ask.
I mean, people in the cannabis industry are so kind.
Yeah.
I've never been laughed at or made fun of or anything for asking any question. People are like, oh, you didn't know, here, let me show you, let me talk to you about this. Everyone's so kind.
Yeah, and you never will know enough. And if you think you know enough, then you just don't know enough.
You're wrong.
So there you go.
Your opinion is wrong.
Cool. Wrapping it up, huh?
Yeah, so thank you guys for watching. Please make sure to subscribe to us, share on Facebook. YouTube is where we're at.
And also go to the website. You get free access to all of our resources, cannabistherapynetwork.org. You can also look at all the archives on the show as well. It's going to still send you to YouTube, but also please subscribe.
Thank you guys, we'll see you next week.